And we're back, Freedom Friday. Unfortunately, James isn't here with us. He took the night off, but I got my guy Garrett, the samurai of Sergeant and Samurai. What's up, Garrett?
What is up? I mean, unfortunately, James can't be here, but you know what? You doubled down on awesomeness because now I'm here.
Dude, I love how you and James go at each other like hardcore everywhere. I think it's great. Dude,
our banter is legendary. We just rip each other down as much as we can. But that, you know what that really means, especially in Jersey talk? That means you love each other, you know? Like, that's I always say, if I'm not making fun of you, that means I don't like you.
I say that all the time. If I'm not breaking 100%. Your balls, then that means that I don't like you. If I'm not talking to you, if I'm not busting your chops, it means I don't like you. If I'm being really nice to you and just hello, it means I hate your fucking guts. That's pretty much what that means.
Exactly.
If I'm overly nice.
100%. I think it's just that tri-state attitude.
It's true. I always forget that because James is in Vegas now. I always forget that he's from New Jersey, and then he always says it. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. He's an East Coast reject, and now he's out in the West Coast. So I get it. So, Garrett, what's going on, Sergeant and Samurai? You guys are doing all kinds of stuff. You're doing a Monday thing now. You do like a silver update or something like that now. What's the doc? The guy again, Kirk?
We do Samurai Silver Report on Mondays with Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's out of Colorado. He has his doctorate in finance, and then he has his doctorate in theology, actually. And we do like a 20-minute, 30-minute banger, quick little like economic report, why you should, you know, maybe, you know, head towards the precious metals for a little bit until things stabilize and whatnot. And then we kind of just go over like, you know, what we do is like go over the news, but we're going into like, you know, looking at the markets in Zimbabwe. We're looking at the markets all over the world and like trying to get it back to, you know, see what's good and just try to put good people, you know, we always say patriots. I know it sounds kind of cliche, but, you know, we just try to, you know, put good people in good spots so they can, you know, maintain their family's wealth in this crazy time. I mean, we all know what our 401ks look like, and we all know what all that other shit looks like. Went from the biggest producing to, you know, basically getting gutted. You know, we actually did a thing where, you know, they're like, oh, 8 weeks of the stock market down. And that was literally the Great Depression was 8 weeks. We're on week 12 or 13 now.
Yeah, it's wild. I was on the phone with Roan from Steak for Breakfast podcast. I think it was the beginning of this week, and we were bullshitting. And he's like, his 401k, he said, since I want to say it was like 2020, it was down like, and I couldn't even believe, he said it was down like, I think 72%. He was down like $140,000.
Yep.
And I look at my portfolio now from what it was, because I had record growth, you know,
we all did
3 years ago, record growth. And now, so every December, I'm self-employed, you're self-employed, we're both small business owners. So every December, like I have a SEP IRA, self-employed IRA, for those that don't know what a SEP IRA is. And I put a bulk of money in at the end of the year, like literally between Christmas and New Year's, whatever I can, right?
Yeah.
So this year, I put in $25,000, right? Mm-hmm. I put it in the SEP IRA. And Garrett, I couldn't even fucking believe it. You remember that South Park episode? And it's gone. Remember that? So I'm telling you, it was like January 10th, like in and around there. Yeah, it was fucking gone. Like it was, and then some. It was gone.
Yeah,
like
it took it and then took a vig on you. So,
oh, you ain't kidding.
So this is why, and you know, people say, oh, doomsday bullshit, whatever. Silver doesn't go to zero.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go to negative. The stock market can, right?
Yeah.
So even maybe not negative, but to zero at least, right? Like silver is always going to have some sort of value, right? And gold obviously is the currency to use because it's just, you know, more versatile. There's more things. Because I even said to Kurt on our episode, I'm like, well, why don't we just go to a silver-based standard? And the way he explained it was pretty smart for like layman's terms. Because like I ask the questions that everyday people ask, and he kind of dumbs it down for me. But, you know, I know enough about, you know.
That's good though.
No, well, that's why we did it too. Is like, I'm gonna ask the questions that Joe Blow or Mary Joe Blow are sitting home going, well, what is silver? What is this? You know? So, definitely. I mean, like, just having conversation with him and just doing my own research over the, you know, the years, I have a basic understanding of it. But he was saying, you know, like, basically, like, silver, they only mine so much of it. And after there's a certain percentage, you know, allotted for production of things, like, there's silver in your TV, there's silver in your laptop. There's silver in so many products. Like, it's a manufacturing thing that, you know, there's only a certain amount allotted to buy for the general public to, you know, store as wealth or whatnot. And, you know, basically he was like, if silver went up to $60,000 an ounce, like to buy a 64 inch flat screen, it would be 60 plus K if I had an ounce of silver in it. So it will never be as high as gold. Now, I'm not 100% sure, so I'm sure somebody could correct me, but I don't think silver's reusable or reclaimable to use in like technology, like circuits and stuff, where gold you can. It's like reusable commodity. Like, you can use it over and over again. Right. So that's why gold's a little bit, you know, that's why it's more valuable. It's easier to work with, etc. And it's always been the standard since, you know, the beginning of time when people started fighting over silver and gold, you know? So that's why, you know, I said 25, like you said, you jumped 25K in your SEP IRA, right? Like that 25K, if you bought 25K worth of silver, you didn't lose any money. You still have 25K worth of silver.
Right. It's just
even if the value goes down, what does it go down to? Like, okay, it goes down to one. You still got $25 worth of silver where you have no dollars worth of IRA.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And my IRA is like, I'll see big fluctuations sometimes and they'll always creep back up, you know, with whatever the shares are and the reinvesting. I'm not a financial guy. I just know I look at my portfolio, it's there, it grows. All of a sudden I'm down a few thousand, I'm up a few thousand, but the fluctuation in recent few years, you know, since we got this old bag of wind in the Oval Office and everything else going on.
That was very kind of you to call him that.
He's such a scumbag.
Oh, he's such Pedo Pete.
Yeah, but then they just said that Pedo Pete was actually who broke that story. I think it was Breitbart said that they did a forensic something or another on it, and it actually was one of the kids, his niece or something. Not, I don't know which niece. I have to find it now. I just saw it the other day that it wasn't actually Joe, that it was someone else in the family. But I don't know. You know how that goes.
That family is so destroyed and dysfunctional. I mean,
I've never seen he's like worse than a teenage girl with the videotaping of everything. I mean, you have to videotape yourself taking your clothes off, dick swinging, running around the beach. Like, I don't get it with the hookers, with the blow, with the, is he just that stupid? I mean, you were the vice president's son and the president's son. I mean,
I don't think he's that stupid. So my thought process on this is I think he's just that broken of a man that he can't, like, he's so sick and he has such weird kinks that his impulse control. I mean, obviously his impulse control is terrible. Look how he acts, right? I think it's just he's so destructive that he can't even help himself. Because if anybody's been around, I'm sure everybody's had an addict or known an addict in their family. When they get to a certain point, like, And it can't even just be an addict, somebody who's mentally ill. Like, there's certain things that, like, they get to a point, like, you can't even control it.
And they don't care to control it. I guess they can't. They can't control it, I guess. I mean,
you know, and but dude, at the same time, like, as much shit as he does and puts out there, it's like a cry for help. Like, I want to get caught. I want to catch. You know what I'm saying? Like, how people put themselves in positions sometimes where it's like, you know, an inverted cry for help where it's like, I'm fucked up. I can't fix it. And I don't know what else to do. So I'm going to make myself look like this. And maybe somebody will throw me a lifeline. You know, you see it on like social media, somebody's having a bad day or they're getting in. They're like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it anymore. And then they're just waiting for somebody to be like, don't worry, I'll help you. And blah, 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 blah. And you know, that's the way to suck somebody else in, you know? Hey. So I think he's been used and abused so much his whole life. Like, he doesn't know any better.
Self-sabotaging, self-destructive. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Maybe
we all
guy,
know somebody like that.
Of course. I mean, maybe the guy suffers from some horrible depression. I mean, you know, the guy's a piece of shit, but you know, general, but
what happened to him to make him like that?
Well, I would imagine it has to, you know, like most of something those, with his upbringing.
I mean, you know, most people that end up that fucked up had something really traumatic or had multiple. And I'm not justifying what he does. I mean, you're an adult man. I also know a lot of people that have had super traumatic childhoods, and they're some of the best human beings, and they would never do what was done to them because they're, you know, they're so disgusted, or they're just so hell bent on not becoming what they went through and learning and growing from it.
I mean, was Hunter Biden molested by Pedo Pete, by Sleepy Joe? I mean, yeah, apparently there was big accusations of in the diary that Ashley Biden, he was showering with her. I mean,
or they pass them around too. I mean, you know, they trade their kids as commodity. You know, that's been a story out there for years. Is like how they trade their kids off as like, you know,
it's
money.
Sick. It's fucking
bribery.
Sick.
This, and it can't. And this is the thing. Like people, oh, it's a conspiracy. Like Epstein's real. Maxwell's real. All that stuff's real.
Right.
It's not. It's not a conspiracy. Like they're in fucking jail.
The client list is real.
And like, they don't let it out because they don't want to know who's on it.
Yeah, because they are on it. They won't let it out because they are on it. Who's on it? There has to come a point where that information.
If Trump was on
it,
it would have been out.
Oh yeah, if anyone in Trump world was on that list, it would be leaked already. So, there has to be someone of some moral character and to be able to that would leak it. I mean, how many people would have access to that list?
I mean, I think it's a tightly guarded thing because of how, I mean, even people that might have had access to it, I mean, they're probably dead.
Oh,
it's that powerful of a tool.
And that reminds me how sick the left is, because they love their smear campaign. So Ivana Trump, they found her dead in her Manhattan apartment. Now, I didn't even look to see the circumstances. Now that I heard different things. Oh, they found her at the bottom of her stairs and she was an expert skier. And then all the leftist talking heads and all these sick other leftist activists took to Twitter and were like, oh, she was a professional skier. It's so convenient that she fell down the stairs days before Donald Trump and the children were supposed to be deposed in a civil case in New York. And it's funny how now they want to, you know, the left wants to accuse, some people on the left wants to make accusations that Donald Trump had something to do with his ex-wife's death because she may have some sort of evidence to lead to criminal charges. And meanwhile, people don't, it's a fucking civil case. They're, you know, like he, and it just goes to show that they are looking for any reason to go after the big bad orange man and to make him look like the biggest piece of shit ever.
They're running out of time to put him in jail is what's happening. They're terrified of him running again because they know that he's out there still campaigning.
Oh, I mean,
he's still having rallies all over. What president or ex-president has had this many rallies and kept it going and kept it moving and all that other stuff ever? Who?
I don't know. Nobody.
And why would you do that?
He made the comment recently that he made up his mind of what he's going to do in his head. He's waiting for the right time to announce what he's going to do. I mean, if that's not, hey, I'm running for president, then I don't know what is, unless he's going to take everybody by surprise. But I'm imagining he's going to run.
Do you think he should run?
Do I think he should run? I mean,
I've been grappling with this myself, I want to hear your answer.
So I have two, and I've had some discussions with some people. Actually, I talked with Roger Stone about this extensively off air, just conversation. Yep. And he said that. He had said to me that he is worried that Trump might have polarized himself a little bit, or at least in the eyes of some, with some of the things he's done, and that he hopes, of course, now you have to worry about the rigging, cheating, and stealing, that he hopes that if he did run, he'd be able to pull through a general. If he runs for the if he runs for the primary, he will become the nominee. He will get the nomination. Mm-hmm. If he wants it, he'll get it. Mm-hmm. But all right, should he run? So here's my take on it. I can't think of anyone right now in the party that I could see carrying through a general as things are right now. But then I look at Trump. All right, let's say he runs. Mm-hmm. He gets the nomination. Mm-hmm. We're not even going to speculate who would be running against, because I don't think mm-hmm. it would be Joe Biden, but who knows
what
the Dems are going to do. Right.
They already used them. He's trash to them. Right. He's and that's doubt.
When you have the mainstream media talking about it, that's it, because the mainstream media is being programmed to talk about that. We got to get rid of Joe Biden. We got to put him out the pasture. So I have my whole theory on that as well. But all right, mm-hmm. so Donald Trump, if he runs, if he wins, gets through the general election, and becomes the 47th president, what is his 4 years? Because he only has 4 years now. What are those 4 years going to be like? Are those 4 years are going to be an uphill battle in many ways? One, with the mainstream media and everything mm-hmm. else. Two, all right, now let's say the midterms, we take the House. The Senate, I don't know. I don't know how the Senate's going to role play itself out. We're not going to get mm-hmm. super majorities. But if the House doesn't change its leadership and we're stuck with Kevin McCarthy as a Speaker of the House, Donald Trump's not going to have a productive presidency because Kevin McCarthy's a piece of shit. That's what I feel. All right.
I agree.
Same thing in
the Senate. Because we did nothing when we had the super majorities during his presidency.
Right. I want to see Donald Trump president for another 4 years. I do. I do for many reasons. One reason is to just piss off every leftist out there. But that's different than, is he going to have a productive presidency? Because everything yes. that has been done and pulled apart right now would never be fixed in 4 years. We can get a lot on the way to be fixed. Mm-hmm. So the more and more I think about this, Garrett, because I'm in the same way, I kind of grovel with it. Like, should he run? He's going to be... Mm. What is he going to be? Well, he's going to be.
I think he'll be 82 at the end of the four-year term.
End of the 4 year, but when he runs, I think he'll be 78. Right? I
mean, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. He'll be 82 because it's still 2 years away.
Well, he'll be 82 when he goes out as president. The difference mm-hmm. is he's a different 70. He'll be a different 78 than Joe Biden was. You know what I mean? Like
100. Yeah, here nor there. 100% with that. Yeah.
Listen, part of me says that you shouldn't be able to run for president if you're over the age of 65 or over the age of 70. So part of me does think that because of Joe Biden and the way he is.
It's also like you don't have as much skin in the game because you're on your way out, too.
One foot in the grave.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are older, and I mean, obviously you want to leave your country and, you know, but like, you know, you've lived your life. You went through your things. Like, you had your chances to make the change. Like, I feel like it should be people, you know, in our age bracket, you know, 30s to like you said, maybe 65, the latest, where you still, you have skin in the game. What you're going to create, you're going to have to deal with, and you're going to have to deal with for decades. You're not going to have to deal with it for maybe 5 years and you already made your wealth and everything else. So you're like, fuck it, roll the dice. I don't care. You know, I'm in a weird spot with this because, I mean, you know, I think he has the horsepower and, you know, the firepower to really shake things up still. But yes. at the same time, it's the older thing. And so many people hate him so much on the other side. Is it going to be counterproductive? Like another 4 years of them bowling shit. The only way I think he could have a productive presidency is if we clean house and put all these people in jail that have been doing all this corruption and crime to the Russia, all that other stuff, and all those people before it. That house needs to be clean for anything to work on left or right side.
In a perfect world. I agree.
In a perfect world. So my thing is, like, I think we need, like, this, in my opinion, we need this supernova, and I'm not saying DeSantis to run, but a guy with, like, the balls of a DeSantis, but the mind of, like, a Thomas Massie.
I don't really like Thomas Massey too much. I mean, not a huge,
but he's very level-headed on a lot of things.
Yeah.
Overall.
What
you don't like, spit it out.
Here's my other thought process with Trump, because this is where I'm leaning now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has the ability to, like you said, you know, bring that fire back. And I think that's what we need. Mm-hmm. And I think, let's just forget about the left, because they're never going to be happy. They're never going to, no matter who the Republican is, no matter if it's the big bad orange man, if it's anybody, if it's DeSantis, if it's anybody, okay, whoever it is,
public enemy number one.
It doesn't matter. They're public enemy number one. So fuck them.
Yep.
What I think Trump can do is, because of, listen, he's got the rallies, he's got the people, Trump world, America first, MAGA, it's great. I think he'll bring that we need that again. Take him being as a productive president with everything work against him out of it for a second, which is important too.
Yeah.
Maybe these 4 years with the people that he has in his cabinet, with the people that he will surround himself with in the hopes that he does win, will pave the way for unifying America first for the next great guy. And mm-hmm. maybe that next great guy would end up being Ron DeSantis. Now, again, and I get abused by this on social media when I turn around and say, Florida is not a red state. It is not. It doesn't matter that Republicans, they registered 100,000 more Republicans than Democrats in Florida recently. That's pissing me. Yeah, because
it was all the Republicans that moved from New Jersey and New York.
Right. It doesn't make a difference. What matters is, like, right now they have to hold the red line. Florida's a purple state.
It is.
Ron DeSantis would not be governor if it wasn't for Donald Trump. He just became governor, and he did because of Donald Trump. I think Ron DeSantis needs to hold the red line in Florida. He's going to run for re-election for governor, and he needs to stay there and finish the job through 2024 in the hopes that maybe Donald Trump is president, bringing that America first pride and agenda to the White House and hopefully throughout Congress. If they get 15 to 20 America first candidates elected in the House to hook up with other America first people already in the House, maybe they can prevent Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House and actually get some things done on Trump's agenda. Maybe.
Oh, they're terrible.
It would be great. Mm-hmm. So part of me, well, all right, so with the age stuff and the productivity of his presidency being everything working against him, worse than it was the first 4 years, I'm going to say, well, I'm outweighing the other part of it outweighs that, I think, is bringing the country back to that pride to where people are, hey, look at my 401k. It's growing again. Look, we're actually not begging the Saudis for oil production, and we're not selling off our oil reserves to China, to China controlled companies. So I guess Garrett, in the end of it, I'm going to say yes. What's that?
That's a treasonous move right there.
I mean, there's so many treasonous moves, but I guess in the end of it right now is, yeah, I think we need him to run again, because I think we need him to pave the way for 2028. I don't want to call Donald Trump a placeholder for the 2024, because I think he'll still do great things. He did great things in his first 4 years, despite of all the shit that went on. But it's going to come, I think, double fold of what it is, what it was then. But, you know, listen, it's my attitude now. There's no surprises. Nothing is impossible. We've seen so much shit happen. My thing is, who else is there in the Republican Party right now that would be formidable against some of these clowns in the Democratic Party to run for president if it wasn't Donald Trump? Obviously, it would have to be someone that Donald Trump would be heavily endorsing and putting up for it. And I don't see any. I don't see anybody. Oh, hold on. I got to stop for a second. There's somebody watching who's in the chat. Robert Cornicelli. He's running for Congress in my area in New York. He's a great America First candidate. right? I believe it's the second district. Rob, if you are watching, I just correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the second congressional district in New York. He's running against my current Rhino congressman, who I hate and can't stand, a Garbarino. I call him Grabarino, Gun Grabber Rhino. It's actually Rhino is the last four letters of his name. And Rob, I'm glad you're here. Second District, Robert Cornicelli. What's your type in your website, Rob? Type in your website. I believe it's Cornicelli for Congress, but he'll put it in and go there. And he's a great America First candidate, endorsed by General Flynn and a lot of others, Rudy Giuliani and things like that. So Robert Cornicelli for Congress in the Second District. Sorry,
check him out. Get him in,
a good plug. He's such a great guy. I need him to win so bad.
Get him in, man. Because I mean, you know, you see what they're doing with the Second Amendment and everything else. You know, especially in New Jersey, like Murphy just handed down five more or seven more, you know, gun laws that basically makes everybody who's a gun owner a felon in the state.
what's with the ammo registration in Jersey? What did I read about that? What's going on there?
They want to put serial numbers on the ammunition.
But do they want to track how much you buy?
Buy, where it's going, where it's coming from, where it's stored. They want to have, it's fucking ludicrous.
What about limits of ammo you can buy? They want that too?
Well, I think that's what they're going to eventually do is like, oh, you're just a homeowner. Why do you need more than 250 round boxes? I mean, that's what it's paving the way for. I mean, all the rules that they made are unconstitutional anyway. Whoa. So like that Supreme Court case, like, I think Murphy's just trying to tie it up until he's at a governor again, because he knows it's going to be in lawsuits for the next 3 years. He can say, oh, I did the gun laws, I'm doing this, pretending like he's doing whatever he's fucking trying to do. And then he's going to ride off in the sunset with, you know, the money that he never gave to the small businesses that were sitting in surplus when, you know, we pay the highest taxes, and his golden parachute from, you know, Goldman Sachs, and, you know, his land deals that are on like Highlands Acts and shit like that, that he's not paying taxes on. The state's paying it. But when he gets out, he's going to probably sell it and they'll put another fucking strip mall like we need in New Jersey. So, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous. Like,
New York is the same way with our unelected Governor Hochul. I mean, she wants now.
She's amazing, huh?
She's such
like,
a...
Like, shut up. Nobody even voted for you. Shut your face.
She's such a vile twat. She really is. She
I know.
She wants you to give up all your social media. She wants your accounts if you're going to apply for a handgun. More stuff that'll end up at the Supreme Court. And
this is funny. Why do you need our social media at all?
Right.
Because what? You're not going to allow somebody to have a firearm because they have a different political point of view than you?
Exactly. They want to see if you're an extremist.
They want to see if you're an extremist. This is the thing, too. Even if we have not moved, right? Mm-hmm. They're moving so far to the left or the right that it makes normal people extremist.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you've never moved. Its sliding scale is moving so far out of like I was talking to my buddy today, and we literally were like, JFK would be a far right extremist today.
Just about. He'd definitely be a Republican, that's for sure. I mean,
100%. He would be a far right extremist today, talking about getting rid of the CIA, talking about, you know, like all that shit, getting rid of the Fed, like everything we say, you know, but like, you know, all we are is we're, you know, basically the equivalent of a JFK Democrat today, you know, like it's insane.
Absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. What do you think? Do you think Joe Biden is going to finish out his presidency?
I don't even know if that's the real Joe Biden. He looks different every day. Did you see him stuttering where he's like, listen, and I say it all the time, like my grandmother's got dementia. So I know what it looks like. That man has dementia, okay? And whether it's him, whatever it is, his body double, and like people go, oh, that's crazy. Every president, Saddam Hussein, Clinton, I mean, you know, every leader, Hitler, all of them have had body doubles. So it's not unrealistic, right?
The only thing is, if they were going to put a body double or...
They should get one that can read.
Yeah, swap out Joe Biden. I mean, at least get find one without dementia who can read the teleprompter.
I don't know But I don't know if that would be believable because they need a pawn. They need somebody to pawn all this nonsense off on. And he's not even coherent in the policies he's making and everything else. They're going to go, well, this wasn't us. This was Joe Biden. We're the new Democrat Party that's going to save you. And they're going to rebrand. And like you saw Nancy Pelosi the other day already like, oh, well, you know, somebody asked her about Donald Trump and she started like glitching. She's like, I don't even mention his name like he's fucking Voldemort from Barry Potter or Harry Potter. It's like he whose name we do not mention. Right. So like I'm like, you're ridiculous. And this is an 80 year old crypt keeper that shouldn't even fucking be in it. Be like this is her is a,
this is the exact reason term, I believe.
This is the exact term. Reason why we have term limits right there.
We should. Right we there. Need to have. We need. Yeah, we definitely know, need to have term limits. They have dying.
She's not even planning on Joe Biden running.
No, I don't think anybody. They're looking for a way out. But now here, all right. So now let's play the scenario. How? What's the way out? Do they let him finish? And they're not gonna have him run. Is the Hunter Biden bullshit going to heat up to the point where he has to resign, or are they going to 25th Amendment him?
Well, this is tough because, I mean, if you're looking at the geopolitical stuff, like the Italian prime minister just resigned, Boris Johnson resigned. Sri Lanka's president. They're having pool parties over there.
In the presidential palace, yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. They're probably doing donuts in his Ferraris. In the
Oh, and another prime minister resigned today. Estonia or something like that. Mm-hmm. Why is everybody resigning?
And all those stuff, because nobody wants to be getting caught holding the bag. They know, everybody knows that these policies all across the world are part of a far bigger plan than any of us peons can really fathom.
You will eat the bugs and owe nothing.
Listen, it's not, I mean, Canada just invested what, like $80 million in cricket factories for an alternate protein? Like, it's not far-fetched. Like they're burning down the places that feed us. Like, come on. This is not like this is all real life shit.
Yeah,
I know, dude. It's fucking wild. Yeah. I don't think Biden's gonna make it through. I think this Hunter thing is gonna be a dart to take him down. I think he's gonna have to like we're seeing. I also think the reason that we're seeing all these prime ministers resign, so it looks normal. So when our president actually resigns, it won't be that abnormal.
So
does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I like don't know. But it would be abnormal.
It's not though. I mean, like, you know,
it would be abnormal for us. All right. So I don't know. I don't think he's going to resign. I think
unless he's have to be forced out,
or something big would have to happen for him to resign. All right. So Hunter Biden, his son, even though, okay. So here's the argument. It's Hunter Biden. Hold on, but
you said something big. What's bigger than catching him in money laundering, catching him in pedophilia, catching his son, you know, doing all the business? What's bigger? Like, that should be like, bang, red flag, you're gone.
Agreed. So
I know you agree, but it's like, what would it take?
That's what I mean. Well, let's just take his son. If his son is all this, he's a national security threat. He's on video with drugs, breaking laws. He's on, you know, he broke a gun law. Obviously, that's him, and he's not the president. Joe Biden's the president. So,
but they're doing business deals together and getting money, and they're talking about it. So it is relevant to him. Now, I understand it's his son, and everybody's going to make that point, right? But, like, if that was Donnie T. Jr., what do you think would be happening right now?
If Donald Trump Jr. was weighing flour on a scale, the FBI would be literally kicking down his door. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, but... Yeah, agreed. There's so much. I mean, all right. So what just happened? I don't know. Was it 100,000 barrels or something of our oil from our strategic reserve, which was almost halfway depleted when Donald Trump took office, who built it back up? Joe Biden decided to use it a couple times to give us 3 days of gas. And now he's selling, I think, 100,000 barrels of it to China, communist government involved companies that possibly Hunter Biden still has a stake in some way or another, which I'm sure he does. I mean, that right there, is anybody investigating that? I mean, I hear people calling for hearings. I don't know if anything is happening. Are they investigating any of this?
calling for hearings. Your fucking hearings are jokes. January 6th hearings are joke. Your Republican cross-examinations of other fucking committees and shit. I'm sick of, oh, we're going to have an investigation. Oh, we're going to have a hearing. You're going to have to answer in front of Congress. What the fuck does that mean? Anthony Fauci lied so many times in front of Congress. He should be in fucking jail. And they're just like, oh, okay, on to the next one. I'm done, bro. I am so done with the investigations. If there's nobody to hold accountable, because if me and you did any inkling of this, we would be rotting in a cell.
Oh, forget it.
But these motherfuckers walk around all goddamn day, do whatever the hell they want. And but that's the problem. Like, who's going to hold them accountable? A.G. Garland?
A.G. Garland. A.G. Garland won't enforce
fucking trash
federal
bag.
Law.
And this is what I'm saying. Who's right. gonna who if so, this that's been my argument since the beginning. Everybody knows that all this shit that's going on is against the law, against the Constitution, against all these things. But if you have nobody holding, like, that's where the American people, I feel, are the most pissed off, is like, if us simpletons sitting at home making, you know, a couple bucks and just getting by and hoping our 401k goes up, knows these motherfuckers are all criminals and they're all guilty and they're doing, you know, extortion and stocks and this and that, but there's never accountability for it. Right. It doesn't matter who's in the Congress. Doesn't matter who's in the Senate. Doesn't matter who's president.
You know what the biggest problems are?
Drop the match, walk away.
You're right. It's the, it's the unelected bureaucrats that never go away.
Yeah, like the CIA, like Klaus Schwab, like all those guys. Yeah, just, those ones.
A few. Yeah, yeah. So, all right. Joe Biden, let's say they remove him, 25th Amendment. Kamala Harris now becomes president.
Let's say, God, you just burnt my balls.
Well, so now look at the timing. Does this happen? Because either way, if he resigns or the 25th Amendment him, you know, we got the former call girl as who's just black enough as the president. So does it happen before or after the midterms? That's the when do they time it? Because all right, so let's say they do it after the midterms. Mm-hmm. All right, midterms come and the Republicans take the House. Hopefully, they take the Senate and. Do you think then that happens?
Say Biden, I know you're, but you say Biden comes out, and this is all obviously people were hypothetical. We're spitballing here. We're throwing shit at the wall, seeing what sticks. Do you think she gets in, and then they fucking impeach her?
I think that's
a possibility? Because there's no way that Kamala Harris can run anything besides a fucking brothel. Okay.
The problem is, I think you need 67 senators to vote to impeach her. So I don't think you would get that unless we had some ridiculous majority to convict
1% of the Democratic Party liked her. Should it be that hard to find 67?
Her own party
doesn't even like her.
But they'll run the party line. They won't do that.
Because they're fucking cowards and they're not for this country. And I'm saying it about both sides.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. But I don't see Kamala Harris. So if Kamala Harris becomes president, no, I don't see her getting impeached. But now she's president. So here's my concern. She becomes president. And now she's in the Oval Office, and now she's going to get ready to run for president in 2024. Possibly, you would hope not to get to win the Democratic nomination, but now she's in the Oval Office. She has her hooks into the office. Mm-hmm. So now the Democratic Party, maybe they see desperation. They were not able to get an indictment on Donald Trump and get him arrested with no evidence just to smear his name and prevent him from running for president in 2024. So now he's running. They're running scared. Hillary Clinton might run. You know, who knows if Michelle Obama will run. Mayor Pete will run. Or Kamala Harris will say, well, again, I'm the female that's just black enough who is the current president because I got rid of the old man with the 25th Amendment. So now I'm going to have Mayor Pete because now he's a chest-feeding homosexual married with two kids. It's the best progressive ticket that there ever was, the Kamala Harris and butt plug ticket.
I mean— I don't think they could still win that without cheating as well, because I think what's been happening, especially over the past couple months, they show how unqualified they are for the jobs. Just Kamala Harris can't even straight, like, you listen to her, she's like, this phone is blue. Because blue is a color. Mm-hmm. Color blue is nice. Reminds me of the sky of blue because it's a blue phone case. You're like, all right, you fucking idiot. So, and then Buttigieg, you're like, where is he? He's the transportation secretary. Where is he? Oh, he's on.
We have all these shortages.
Where is he? Hey, Pete, are you coming in? He's like, hold on.
I'm chest feeding my kid over here.
Maternity leave. Like, dude, this is the craziest thing. Even if it was a heterosexual couple, like, if you're the transportation secretary, like, you would still show up to work, even if you had a kid, right? Even if it was a reverse roles, like, if the lady's the secretary, you know, the husband would probably stay home and you would be like, I got to get back to work. We have shortages of food. Yeah, like, you just had babies and you're not worried about the baby formula supply food chain. Like, you're not worried about that? And all these people have no business experience. Zero.
No.
And you can see that. I was reading a stat the other day. I think it was something in the highlight. I don't want to have the exact number, so don't crucify me, everybody. Mm-hmm. But I think it was like 67 to 80% of the Biden administration has never had business experience.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I think it was the Economist. I did see something to that extent.
And I was saying before even Donnie T was president, I said, you know, especially the way everything was set up with the government is it's a business. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we have a bunch of people that have never created anything for themselves, and they've only stolen and milked and siphoned, and that's how they made the careers and that's how they made the money. They've never built anything from the ground up. I said, our country will never be right until we get a businessman who knows where to cut the fat, where to do the thing, where to go all in, where to take the chances. And that's what Donald Trump was able to do. Whether you like the way he spoke, everything, like me personally, I get it. Like, I understand why he turned some people off. Like, it was like my drunk uncle on Thanksgiving. You're like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, you know, like, it happens, right? But behind closed doors, he's a shark, bro. You put him on that table, that negotiator, like, that's what he does. And he is one of the best at what he does when he's in that position. Oh. And he put us in the strongest position we were in, you know, decades.
Oh, absolutely. It depends on who you ask.
Maybe all time in certain things. But he also did spend the most money out of anybody.
I mean, listen.
But yeah. I have a theory on that, too. So, like, you know, I mean, obviously COVID hit and nobody's seen anything in the realms of that. And you didn't realize because there's a lot of people getting locked up for PPP loan fraud.
Yes, a lot of people.
So I know. So I had a friend of mine. He had to do a bid. And, you know, it was white collar thing. And he was just saying, he was like, you know, where he was. He was like, dude, there's a lot of people. He's like, you're going to see a wave of, like, really, like, wealthy and knowledgeable people
in trouble for
that. We're just literally taking them. Like I said the whole time, I'm like, oh, we get $2,000 or $6,000, but people are getting, you know, $3, $4, or $5 million PPP loans and all that stuff. Like, there was a meme or a photo somebody posted. I don't know if it was on Twitter today, but it was like a guy with like a brand new Porsche or Ferrari, and the license plate, it was a New York license plate vanity. It said PPP loan.
Oh my God, I love it.
Dude, oh my God. That's just like how, like, out there. But they were also saying, so listen to this shit. My buddy was telling me, he's like, this is the hustle they were playing. Guys were going on and they were buying businesses like off of like Craigslist and shit, like businesses that were foreclosing. Yep. They would go in, say they have all these employees and they didn't. And then they would get the PPP loan and they would take money and go buy another business that was going over, ask for the PPP loan. And that was their hustle that they just kept doing. And they were getting all this money because they're like, well, I just bought a business of 100 employees. I need to have 100, you know, employee salaries. They're like, okay. And then they would get money and they'd buy another business. And they were racking millions and millions of dollars doing this.
And meanwhile, people were, I mean,
starving and dying and losing their livelihoods and everything else. I mean, I'm a small business owner that, like, I wrestle humans for a living. And I was in business during a pandemic where they told you not to touch anybody or come in 6 feet of them.
Right.
And my sport is like struggle cuddling. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
And now, so today, right before the show, I had to take my daughter to, you know, that store, Hobby Lobby. You have any near you? All right.
Yeah, it's something like that, like Michaels and like those things. Yeah.
So my my 100-pound German Shepherd is spiteful at times, and he decided to, and he does it with precision. Like, he's stupid and he's smart all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And he ripped the eyeballs out of her favorite stuffed rabbit, a stuffed rabbit that was given to her by her aunt. Stuffed rabbit's old
teeth. Yep.
And, you know, it was the most dramatic thing. And, oh, my God, what am I? My life is over. My fucking stuffed rabbit. And I'm over here thinking, you know, we're almost in World War III and you're worried about your fucking rabbit's plastic eyes.
Yeah, but so, that's World War III for them. You know, it really is.
So I'm like, all right, Zoe, let's get in the car. We're going to go to Hobby Lobby and I'm going to find stuffed animal eyes. And mommy is going to sew them back in. And
did you just assume her gender and thinking that she could sew because she's a woman?
Yeah, my wife is the best sewer and fucking sandwich maker ever, and she knows her place, which is in the fucking kitchen. And if you ask her, because my wife is a true conservative woman who openly knows her place and says it herself, and I cringe when she says it, and she says, no, women shouldn't be in the military, and women shouldn't be police officers. They belong in the kitchen taking care of their man. That's my wife. That's what my wife says. That's not me being misogynistic, leftist fucks that are going to call me that. That's what she says. So anyway, so Bun, who's a boy, by the way, Bun is a boy, so he has a gender also. And Bun, who's a boy, can't get pregnant, you sick fucks out there, okay? Because men can't get pregnant. So
that's a radical idea. Why would you even say that?
We get in the car, we go to Hobby Lobby, which Hobby Lobby is like a Christian store. I walk in and they have this whole display with Mike Lindell's book. I was like, I never even seen that before. Like, I'm like, I thought you could only get it on MyPillow.com. And I walk in and there's a whole Mike Lindell book display, right? I think it's from crackhead to CEO, I think is the book. So anyway, I got to find these fucking eyes for this rabbit. So we're looking around. I don't want her having a meltdown. She's all happy when I said we go. And by luck, I find the exact size and eyeballs that this 50-year-old stuffed rabbit had in its head. I couldn't believe it. I found a bag of them. I was like, holy shit.
A bag of them, nonetheless. Not just a pair, a bag of them, nonetheless. That's great.
If you want this thing to have 12 fucking eyes, it's going to have 12 eyes now because we got them. We got them. We're good.
This dog can eat all the fucking eyeballs it wants now.
So she got pissed at me because I said, so now if Stallone rips the eyes out again, we have extras. I don't want him to do it again. All right, shut up.
Your German Shepherd's name is Stallone?
Stallone, yeah.
That's fantastic. I love it.
He's a big black German Shepherd named Stallone.
That's great. I love it.
My dog is black, so I am not a racist. So
not at all.
All right, so the whole point of this story was the 5 seconds I'm about to tell you. So I had to tell you that story.
You had to pre-frame it.
So now, I don't live in a shit area. All right, on Long Island. All right, I don't live. There aren't a lot of homeless. I don't think there are really any homeless around. You know, people could say white privilege all you want, whatever you want. So I'm pulling out of the shopping center, and I see this white lady at the entrance of the shopping center, and she's got a sign: "Please help, homeless, need money, need rent, need to pay bills," and she's wearing very clean sundress, very nice sandals. And then she's standing by the sign with, you know, you go into shopping centers and they have like the big light up signs there.
Yeah. Like the directory.
Yeah. So in the bottom of it, there's like a place. It's like the, whatever it is, the battery box, whatever the hell it is a ledge on it. And on the ledge, you can tell she was there for a little while. So in the shopping center is a Panera Bread and a Starbucks.
Yeah, I was just going to say she probably had a Venti Grande sitting over there.
Garrett, I'm not even kidding. She had two, like, they each had like a quarter of coffee in it. Two of the iced coffees from Starbucks.
$25.
She had a Panera Bread, one of those takeout boxes, and a Panera Bread drink next to it and like crumpled up napkins on top. That it had rained the night before, right?
So you knew it was hers.
It was there. It was fresh. It was fresh.
Yeah.
And I rolled down my window and I said, "Can I ask you a question?" And she goes, "I really need help." And I go, Actually, I just happened to walk out of Hobby Lobby, and there's a big, right there, there's a big help wanted sign. And there's also a help wanted sign at the smoothie place right over there. Why don't you go over there and ask them for a job? I'll tell you what, I'll turn my truck around. I'll walk in. I don't even know you. And I'll say, hey, this is so-and-so. She needs a job. You should really hire her. I'll be a reference. Call me a long lost cousin. Whatever the fuck you want.
You want. Yep.
I said, you have $30 worth of coffee and Panera Bread sitting there. Easily. And you're sitting here begging for money. You're begging for money. This is my 9-year old. This is my 9-year old right here. I said, what kind of, how you look like you're younger than 30. What's the message you want to send to a 9-year old? I could drive you right now to a restaurant bar by my house that had to close because they could not find people that wanted to work. They couldn't find servers, and they couldn't find bartenders. Next to a train station that comes from Penn Station from Manhattan, so their business wasn't bad, but they had no one that wanted to work. And you're here begging for fucking money. But then I was talking to a few people today that around
response?
She didn't have one. You know what she
obviously
kept saying?
Obviously not. You call the spade a spade. That's why. She was looking for the easy way.
You. She kept saying thank you. Like, what are you thanking me for? I'm not giving you any money. You're a bag of shit begging, and you're not helping yourself. So then I asked her, I asked her if she voted in the 2020 election. She told me she doesn't vote because nobody's worth voting for. I said, all right.
That's the younger people answer. I get it.
But I mean, she wasn't homeless. She was not homeless. I should have asked her where she, I should have thrown her off guard and said, hey, I got something for you. Where are you parked? I want to put it in your car. She probably would have slipped up and said, oh, I'm parked over here.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
I mean,
go put it in the Land Rover over there.
Go put it in my AMGs is sitting over there.
Yeah, exactly. Know?
I mean, she had jewelry on.
Is she good looking?
At least, no.
I was
just
going to be like, yo, OnlyFans, bro.
Oh, but, all right. good looking or not
you could still have an OnlyFans.
Garrett, you could make as ugly
There's
as you are you could make
folks,
60
man.
Grand a month on OnlyFans. We
as
could
ugly
make,
as I am, this is peak male performance, bro.
Hey, if that's what you want to call it, I mean, that's fine. I can roll with it for now.
Don't be mad because don't be mad because I can see over my steering wheel. Okay, don't be mad.
That's what phone books are for, bro. That's what phone books are for.
Well, you got two. It's all right.
I got three. No, but it's like literally businesses are closing because that aren't suffering 100%. From customers, but they can't service the customers. How does that even happen?
Dude, it's insane. Like even like the, you know, the Wendy's and the stuff by me, like a lot of their inside is closed and they're only have their drive-thrus open because they don't have enough people to service the people coming through the door.
That happens by the Wendy's by my house. The drive-thru is open. They got two people in there. The restaurant portion is closed because they have nobody.
Yep, because they don't have enough people to do it. And it's not like the places wouldn't have been filled.
But I thought we had the record job growth ever with this president.
Oh, yeah. What? Letting people go back to work? That's job growth? No, that's just regaining where we were at. And that's not even there, man.
And then he touts how he brags about the illegals that he wants and that he is putting to work. So, like,
I don't even want to listen to anybody's stupidity. Like, I say it all the time, just because you're schizophrenic, I don't have to live in your delusional world. And that's what this is what's going on right now. We're living in a delusional world. Nothing makes sense. Fucking men can get pregnant. This can happen. That can happen. Like we all know, anybody with half a fucking brain, insanity in their head, like, this is not normal. Can we say it together, people? This is not normal.
Or is this now the new normal? I mean, you have MSNBC.
No. I will not accept that. I will not accept that.
I agree. How about men can't get pregnant, and there are people that want to argue that They want to argue.
Oh, did you see that lady from Berkeley going with Hallie about that?
Yeah, I actually played it on my show the other night. I think I got rid of it.
It's terrifying that that lady has like a job that directs young humans' minds and lives.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sound super ignorant right now. What's a cyst woman? Like, what's a cyst mean? Like,
cyst means
how they say cyst all the time, like cyst woman, cyst man.
It's CIS. Cyst means actually. I'm a half a retard. I'm gonna use the Google machine right now.
Oh, all right, cis, good. So you don't know what it means either. I just hear it all the time.
No. Oh, here we go. Cisgender, it's an adjective denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender corresponds with their birth sex.
So like, okay, if you're a dude and you say you're a dude?
Yeah, so I'm a cis male. I'm a fucking guy. I'm a male. Why do I have to use cis? What is a cisgender? What is cisgender? Sissy.
Dude, this is right out of the communist going in the chat.
He says it means sissy. You're a sissy boy.
I'm with you. I'm understand that, Catalyst. I agree with you, sir.
Someone else, Troutman BL, it's not normal. This country needs a huge enema. I believe that. This country needs a giant
witches.
Clonic. a big one, like a coffee enema.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I agree 100%. Like, it's just, we're living in an upside down world. It is. But I think they're trying to push the pendulum so far one way that people that usually wouldn't dig their heels in, they would just be like, oh, we're going to swing. They're like, this is, we got to stop. We got to stop. Like, I can't keep up with this. It burns my brain. Like, you know, and everything, like, you see, like, she was saying to him, she's like, oh, you're speaking violence against trans. He's like, I'm speaking violence against trans. Like, this is the other problem. And I'm not calling for this, but like, people who think the words violence and everything have never experienced real violence.
Right. They
don't understand the level of violence that comes with like real violence. Like,
I know.
Me and Steve have talked about this. You know, he's been in combat. I've been fist fighting since I was born, basically. And, you know, training fighters and like seeing, you know, that and just, you know, being a lunatic my whole life, you know. But like, if you've, you know, you being an EMT and like the city and shit, like, you see real fucking violence.
Yeah.
It is fucking brutal, bro.
Real violence.
So like you calling me a foo-foo sissy la-la, like, it's not going to hurt my heart. Okay. Like, it's not, I'm okay with that. But you hitting me in the face in a crowbar until my brain explodes, that's real violence.
Yes. Agree.
You know, and this is the problem. The weak are leading.
I want to see if I have that video now. Hold on. Give me one second. I don't know if this is it.
And she just looks like a crazy person. Like, oh, I got you. Like, you just look like a fucking asshole lady. And then, like, you were going on, like, if you go on the left side, so like, oh, she schooled Howie. I'm like, what, in stupidity?
Exactly. I think I have
it. What did she school him in?
Nothing. All right.
Your psychobabble word salad talk.
I think you should.
I might not be able to hear it, but
you should be able to hear this. Let me know. Okay. Let me know if you can hear this. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Can you hear that? You can't hear it?
Not on my end.
I hate technology.
I know. It's really a bitch. Like, with those certain things, you have to have a certain program or whatever.
Yeah, but it's just stupid how it works. But
I'm sure most of our listeners saw it on Twitter or something
I played it on my episode the other night. And it's just amazing. She literally, first of all, she had to rip her mask off. Okay, she ripped her mask off, and then she was waiting to pounce on Hawley, on the senator, right?
Yeah, like, she was, you cis male chauvinist whatever.
We said, oh, I have to point out that your line of questioning,
I want it on congressional record. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's transphobic and it promotes violence. How does you asking if you're talking about women getting pregnant or men getting pregnant promoting violence again? Nobody's saying transgenders don't exist, because that's what she was trying to
oh, you're just dismissing them and blah, 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 like, no. Whatever, bro.
Transgenders exist, but they're all mentally ill and they're playing in a land of make-believe, because no matter how many surgeries you have, no matter what you call yourself,
how many hormones you inject,
right? How many hormones you inject, if you were born a man, you're a man. If you were born a woman, you're a woman. And that's it. So Macy Gray, who I've liked her music forever, mm-hmm. who went ahead and she fucking bowed to the mob, where she turned around in that one interview and she said, no matter how many surgeries, what you have a vagina, you're a woman, you're not a man. Basically, if you have a dick, you're a guy, and that's it. And then they attacked her, the mob attacked her, Twitter, everywhere else. And then like the next day or the day after, I think she went on MSNBC or one of these, you know, prime morning fucking disgusting mainstream shows. And she stuttered her way through this apology on not wanting to offend anybody, where she spoke genuinely, okay, when she was saying what she really thought, that no, you have a vagina, you're a woman, you have a dick, you're a man, just because you want to change it and play the game.
That's controversial. That's controversial right now. That's what hurts my fucking brain so much, that is controversial. Something as simple as that. And this is a big problem we're going to have, because how can we come together on anything if we can't agree that men are men, women are women, men can't get pregnant, women have babies? Like, that's just simple biology, okay? I made it out of earth science, and I still know that, okay? So, like...
But is all that a distraction? Are they doing that on... Are they doing...
100%. So I have a couple theories on this. One, yeah. It's to let us peons bicker with each other, and they're like, look at these idiots. They think dudes can have babies, and da-da-da-da-da, right? So the other thing I think it is, too, it's part of, like... You know, I know Catalyst, if you're listening, he's in on this thing. I think it's just part of, like, that upper echelon of people, they fly by different rules. And whether you believe that there's a satanic agenda or whatever you want to call it, you know, they don't want – that's a big part of it, is sexual identity. I mean, look at what they worship. It's a goat with a dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is what I've been saying too, whether you're very religious or not, you know, like, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. The United States is Sodom, and look how that turned out. Right.
Yeah.
So that's the state we're in right now. And I think there's some people that are trying to push back. There's some people that are trying to, you know, oh, we're just being more progressive, and we're just being like, and that's the sad part, is because a lot of those people are good people. And they do want to be inclusive, and they do want, like, proper good things, and they're good people. And you could, you know, their heart is in the right place, a lot of people, but they're just being misled because they're fucking cowards, right? So, you know, like, it's sad, but there's got to be a line that's drawn in the sand at some point where it's just like, dude, like, it's too much.
How about enough stay away enough. From the fucking kids? Why the normalization of the sexualization of children? What's with this, with the now Planned Parenthood in three states, one of them California, of course. I forget the other two, because some places they can't, you know, they can't murder babies anymore. But three of them want to do that. They are, you know, hormone therapy on minors.
Puberty blockers.
Mm-hmm. Like, what's with
what's with the children?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Wildest thing, they're a food source for some people, right?
Hillary!
Okay. Catalyst, you're with me on that one. Thank you. You got Catalyst on the other day, right? Yep, exactly, yeah. Right? So they're a food source. Second of all, that's the next generation. So if they can control them and they can put them to where they need to put them, there is no uprisings. There is no things that come along with it. And if you control the youth of the nation, then you're going to control the next generations coming up. And if you can control them enough, that's going to be able to control their children, and so on and so forth. I feel like our parents' ages were controlled a little bit, and they were like kind of on the tail end where they're willing to fight back a little bit, but then they, you know, we were in that like 80s 90s generation where we're like, you know, NWA, fuck the, like, we were like, yeah, all that craziness. So like, we're less conformed than you know, the next generation, so on. So we're like in this weird little like time capsule of where we're still like, no, we saw what like fun life was like, and we saw what it's like to be free, even though it might not have been the best of times, worst of times. I mean, like, the 80s, people were doing mad blow and making money, man. They were having fun, yeah, you know, like, and then and the 90s, and even the early, like, before, you know,
and most everybody 9/11. Got along. for the most
there was part. I mean, there was shit going down, but it was like more foreign. It wasn't like, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't I mean, there was always stuff, you know, gang violence and this and, you know,
we weren't like, anywhere near as culturally divided.
I honestly said now. I said this when Obama got reelected, which I still thought was rigged. But, you know, when he got reelected, I literally looked at my friend and I was like, this is a cold civil war right now. And it's just going to heat up. I said that when Obama got reelected. I was like, we're in a cold civil war right now. And people don't even realize it.
Yeah. That's
fast forward to what? 10 years later. Look at it.
What do you think? Let's take the next. What are we? 20. Let's take the next 2 to 3 years. What do you see? What do you see, like, just in the next 2 to 3 years?
Thoughts? On what scale?
On
like just like nationally, internationally?
National. Forget about the world for a second. The country, the things that will affect us. You know, I mean, right now we're at 9.1% inflation. Well, I believe we'll see double digits in August. So break out.
Now, I don't know about you. And this is where I need to kind of bounce. So like we live in New York and New Jersey. And like, even though we're seeing the gas prices and it's hitting people's pockets, do you see anybody slowing down?
You mean as far as making
buying,
money?
Buying, consuming.
No.
Working.
No.
I don't see any, that's what, and I always said, and this is what always kind of got me a little bit was like, you know, even when like, kind of like New Jersey, like where we're in, like, yeah, you see people hurting and you see people losing their jobs and stuff, but like we live in like, and it's not way, but like just that I'm just not saying like I live in a money area, but like we live in a money area as like a geographical thing, the tri-state area outside New York City, all that other stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And like people always live above their means. They or they have an exorbitant amount of money from where we're at. Right.
Right.
So I don't see certain things slow down as much or hit. Like, yeah, everybody's like, fuck, it cost me this much to fill up, but they're still driving.
Still oh, driving. Fuck,
it cost me this much to go out to eat, but I'm still going out to eat.
It's true. I have not literally, like I just mentioned, the only thing I've seen is businesses closed, not because of slow business, but because they can't get fucking people to work to serve the customers that are still coming in.
I know. So I think it's a couple of things. I think one, people are used to living above their means, and eventually it's going to come to a point where it's, I mean, it's unsustainable what's happening, but I think we're just like, there's so, people are so ingrained in the fast food lifestyle and the other this lifestyle and all that stuff. Like, I just think like it's just going to deteriorate from within eventually at some point. And it is unsustainable. And we're going to see something get really, really hard. And we're going to see something like we've never, ever seen before. My positive side says people are going to keep fighting. We're going to be moving into here. We're going to be switching some laws because like all our problems right now in the United States are man-made.
I can agree with that.
100%, right? Our oil, our food, everything. It is all man-made, and it could all be fixed because it's all man-made, woman-made policies and decisions that if you flip the switch and turned them and started reversing them one way or another, whatever policy it is, whether it's, you know, domestic drilling, whether it's, you know, not poisoning people with our own food, you know, like shit like that. Right. Like if all these things, all these ships could be writable ships, like by, like, I don't know if it would be, you know, that easy to turn something around, but if we literally hit the switch now, I think we would be in such a better spot by December.
Yeah.
That we would be, I don't think it would be fixed in the next 2 or 3 years, but I think it's like, whoa, turn the helm, ship start. Like, it's going to be a big, wide turn because it's a giant boat, but like, then you can start correcting course. But
I feel like we're heading directly towards the biggest iceberg ever. We're going to crash into it and sink right now.
Well, according to Catalyst, that's the ice wall that holds us in our bowl on flat Earth. So, I love you, buddy. I love it. But what's it called? So, but I mean, I think, but I don't even think like, it's scary because I don't even think like the system that we have set up right now is capable of doing anything other than corruption.
Well, yeah, because it's so easy to be corrupt.
And I don't think anything can get done because it is so corrupted or so corruptible, or so many people are like, so many people are like on the list of blackmail and everything else, where like, I don't think anything can truly change until the system is gutted and you have those American First candidates in there and you have those people that are more level-headed and minded. But like, even if you get 15 American First candidates in there, what the fuck does that do in the grand scheme of things?
The only thing I could see when I just use that number is if they can prevent the same corrupt leadership from taking the reins. We can't have Kevin McCarthy as the speaker.
I agree with you, but them being newcomers, like it's like being a freshman with a bunch of seniors. Like there's only so much power that they're going to be able to do.
No, they have votes. That's it. They just need the votes to get the speaker. That's
what I'm looking for. Yeah, but you know what? Like they said, like they get bullied, they get strong armed. Oh, well, if you don't vote for this, I'm never going to vote on one of your bills.
And it's a giant, it's the right ones.
Dude, it's a giant high school. It's high school.
It is.
Like I've seen local politics and people are like, okay, you should run, you should do this. I'm like, I don't want to be an adult high school. That's all it is. I'm watching like 60-year-old, you know, men bitch about like, you know, this person doing this and this. And I'm like, dude, this isn't even real life. Like, what are you worried about? It's insane. I don't know if we're gonna, you know, I think there has to be some real systematic, like it has to be core changes. Like we have to go back to just values, like normal values,
and maybe abiding by what the Constitution actually says, and stop fucking around with it. Maybe that to stop fucking with our.
Why do
country
we need so many laws? Why do we need so many laws? I don't understand why we need so many laws. Like literally, they would not have jobs. Like there's every week they're like, I put a bill and a law on it. Like why do we need so many? You go by the Constitution, you go by the Ten Commandments. We can live pretty civilly, right? We don't need a law on like how many times you can chew bubble gum on Sunday in the blue state.
And what's sad is they have to, like you see, some of these Republicans, they have to propose bills to counteract other nefarious laws or bills out there. It's like it's a big shit slinging game in DC. It's a big shit slinging game everywhere, and it's who can sling the biggest pile of shit and who can make it stick the best. And that's, God, I feel like almost that's politics in a nutshell. What sticks the best? How much shit can we throw? And hopefully you have the right people throwing it.
I agree. I mean, it's here. We have to deal with it. It's the game that we're playing. But I mean, there's got to be a come to Jesus moment or point where we're like, the game is so rigged. Let's start a new game.
No, I hear that. I would like to see,
you know, and I think that's what they're trying to do with the America First movement and putting it in. But there's still, it's like, all right, we want to start this new game, but I still got to play in the old game. So it's like there's only so much forward progress you can get, you know?
Change the rules in the old game or change the way the old game is played.
Well, I mean, there's a rule in the Constitution for when this shit happens. Huh? Right?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how spot on these people were so many years ago.
I know.
It's mind-blowing.
And then I love how it's interpreted. You know, the Second Amendment, they were talking about muskets. So we should
but you know what? Murphy outlawed fucking muskets in New Jersey.
Really?
Dude, that's part of it. He said anything 50 caliber. Every muzzle loader, for the most part, is 50 cal. That's a musket. If you're not aware of what a muzzle loader is, it's a musket.
So they obviously they're challenging that. That's going to end up at the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court's going to be when they're back in session, when they're not getting harassed at their home and doxxed and harassed.
Imagine they were at Jackson's house like this.
Oh, forget it. Forget about it.
Dude, I don't know if you and James talked about this. Me and James talked about this. Like they were literally on Reddit and Twitter putting all their addresses and then putting a link on how to make bombs underneath it.
Yeah, James was sending it to me when he found it on Reddit. I mean, they had these one of the groups just got banned on Twitter. They're offering Venmo $50 if you tell us where the justice is, and then harass them. And again,
that's a bounty, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just
isn't that you putting a bounty on a justice on a United States Supreme Court justice's head? You're putting a fucking bounty on social media, and we tell the truth like Hunter Biden's crackhead, and we know his laptop's real. Disinformation pulled off of YouTube, Sergeant and Samurai.
Yep,
you fucking twat.
You're a fucking insurrectionist, Garrett.
I'm a domestic terrorist too.
You're a domestic terrorist, these people who can go after Supreme Court justices, they are they're peacefully social justice processing. And they're social justice warriors. Like they're in it for the right reasons, apparently.
That's like saying like I like anime porn.
Yeah.
No, just kidding, because I know a lot of people like that shit. So.
Sorry for all you anime porn fans out there offended you. But all you transgenders that we offended, well, you could still go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm a normal guy, bro.
Next week, I'll get James back on Freedom Friday. I'm actually going on vacation next week, so I'm not doing any shows until I get back. What do you got going on, Sergeant and the Samurai? Anything good coming up?
Right. So, our 100th episode, we're trying to get together and do an episode in person because me and Steve live in different states, so we haven't even done an in-person episode. We did something with two new men, which was awesome time at the brewery, but me and Steve have never, besides being friends our whole lives, have never done a show together, so we're working on that. Samurai Silver will be on a break for, a week or two, just because vacations and everything, how it is. But myself and your co-host, James, we're actually starting our own show on Wednesdays.
Yeah. I'm breaking his balls because
I want to hear it, though. He's like, dude, everybody I tell, they're like, there's no way you and Garrett are not going to gangbang on the government. There's no fucking way. There's no way you two can do it.
No, and so... we have this conversation on the phone where he goes, so... You know, James, he's got We the People Radio, and now him and I are doing Freedom Friday, and actually we were supposed to start, but that got delayed. I think we're starting in, not this Monday, but next Monday, we're going to be doing Monday Madness together. We're going to do Freedom Friday, Monday Madness. I'm doing War Room Wednesdays on, and then you guys are doing a show, and he tells me, you know, I wake up in the morning and I have to have my feel good time because I all the negativity that goes on. And I'm sorry, James. I'm sorry I'm ratting you out. I don't mean to.
Go. No, this is fantastic.
And I get it because realize like your show, Sergeant and Samurai, my show, The Great Divide, his show, We the People Radio, most of the other podcasts that we know, what are we all talking about? We're talking about a lot of shit that goes on in the world and the country. And right now, for a while, it's all been negative shit.
Doom and gloom.
What are they doing? Doom and gloom. When are we all going to die from the big nuke? New York City talking about, you know, what are you doing with a nuclear attack? All this bullshit, right? So there are See, I'm different. I'm soulless. I have no soul. I should be a ginger. I have no soul. And I just roll with it. The negativity doesn't bother me. I like to talk about it, but it does get to certain people. And James, sometimes it gets to him. So he goes, me and Garrett are going to do like, I almost choked when he said it. We're going to do feel good stories and then we're going to do YouTube friendly content and we're going to smoke meat and I'm going to be fucking George McDougal over here and Garrett's going to be smoking meat and I'm going to be smoking meat and we're going to be doing all this shit. And I go, and you're not going to talk about politics at all. You're not. You're going to be completely rebranded on YouTube and try to do YouTube friendly content. And you're both YouTube fucking fugitives. Do you have a name of the show yet?
Yeah, we're working. It's called Winning Wednesdays.
Winning Wednesdays.
So the premise really is, you know what, dude? Like me and James the other day, we're like, fuck them. We're going to prove them wrong. We're going to make this work. Because everybody's like, YouTube, there's no way. Like, you two are animals. Like, there's no way. So, but what we're trying to do, and that's what like I said, is I feel like we need to bring positivity into a very negative world right now, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, not like, and me and James aren't like too like soft, like, oh, let's talk about our feelings, bros. Like, you know, we're hard-nosed dudes. But I mean, I think people need to see that you know, we want to do like not feel good stories, but like inspirational, ways to better ourselves, to become better men, better women, better, you know, better Americans, better human beings, how to be more disciplined. Like, I'm a big thing is like, you got to make sure your bed's made before you tell other people how to make their fucking beds. Right. And that's what's going on in our thing. So we're talking about accountability. And then we want to just do like fun stuff, like, you know, like, you know, George McDougal, stuff like that. But we also want to do like product reviews and stuff like that for like survival gear, you know, like, you know, like life straws or, you know, fire starters and everything. So it's still going to be Patriot, you know, American home friendly content, but we're going to try to focus on the positive sides, focus on getting people prepared for if shit does hit the fan, working on different things, stuff like that. So that's more of the premise of the show. James just wants to smoke meats and talk about Tony Robbins, but I'm just going to do stuff a little different.
Tony Robbins. So- I fucking hate Tony Robbins. Stop it. We're gonna do feel good stories. I give you guys all right.
What I'm, six minutes before, like, you know what, man? Fuck this. Because
you're gonna need this filtered straw for when the fucking world ends and we burn it all down.
I know.
Biden sucks and the vaccines are gonna kill you because the turn of the frogs gay. And then
I know, dude.
You're gonna get your first strike on YouTube within, I'm gonna say, 30 days. You will get the first strike on YouTube, Garrett, and it's not going to be because of you. It will be because of fucking George McDougal, aka James Curry of We the People Radio. Right here, I fucking predict it. First strike on YouTube within 30 days of winning Wednesdays. It's going to be, and when you get that strike,
yes,
I'm going to screenshot it and I'm going to post it everywhere. Tell me again how you're going to do YouTube friendly content, James, because especially the two of you together, that's not possible. Maybe if he was teamed up or if you were teamed up with someone else doing it, it might be possible, but there's no way.
Like like a Christian Sunday school teacher.
I mean, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
I like challenges, so I'm up for the challenge. We're going to go. We're going to go. We're going to do it. I said to him, I'm like, we're going to make it probably four shows. Four shows. Hey, we're going to try, man. We're going to try. And I think it's going to be a good time, and it's funny. And, you know, me and James are characters, too, so it's going to be fun. But, it's tough because we have that Jersey banter because, like, even though we love each other, we're just dogging each other.
You
it's going to be very,
two are
very
constantly
hard to be like,
motherfuckering each other, constantly.
All the time. And then, like then I'll be like, it's going to be hard for me. Like, James, your beard oil looks really nice today. Like, fucking puss. So...
We laugh when we joke, and it's like he's got a point. So, like, everybody deals with stress and anxiety
100%
so differently. Okay.
I train all the time. So, I get to let it out and, you know, do it that way.
I literally sit in my yard or wherever I can, and I smoke a cigar. And typically, a cigar will last me. I will sit there and smoke it for 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes, and just clear my head, think about other things, not what's going on, not what I do on my show, not what I, you know, whatever. I try not to think about business. I just try to let my mind float and just whatever pops in there, I just whatever. And people need that. Like, you train. James, he's going to the gym now. And unfortunately, so James isn't here tonight because he needed to take some time because someone in the podcasting world that we all know, unfortunately, who was struggling with demons, you know, I mean, he couldn't take it anymore, and he ended it on his own terms. Unfortunately, it wasn't, you know, it was a decision that he made, and he ended it, and it's sad. It was Justin from Cannabis and Combat, who, I just about everything I post on Instagram, he would either repost or he would like shoot me a message or something about it. And recently, after the whole Sisalak thing, when people were going at him, I was defending him, and then whatever. But again, he was doing the same. He's going down at the border, and he was he dealing with a lot of stuff, and you know, I know and James and him became close.
Mm-hmm. Well, they lived in the same town now, yeah, too. And, you know, so they,
James being such a great hearted guy that he is, like, was attempting to help Justin by, like, you know, they were doing these they were right by the Vegas Strip apparently, and they would do these group
bike rides that they do and all that other stuff. Yeah, they both need it, because, like, what we deal with and what we talk about, especially, like, I mean, you know, Justin and James and some of the rabbit holes, like, oh, it's a catalyst go down. It's some dark, deep shit that you're like, I can't believe that there's human beings that would do this to children and this and that. And, you know, once you get into that, like, you just look at, like, the whole world's a farce. Like, nothing's real. This is all bullshit. You can tell, like, when I always say, once the light switch goes on for certain things, you can't turn it off, so you see it everywhere, and it's not being like, but it just, it's disheartening and it becomes depressing. So, like, you need to have those positive things. Luckily, I got my kids that make me laugh, and I see them grow and doing stuff, and I train and I do that. Not everybody has that outlet. I mean, yeah. Justin was a single guy, and, you know, he didn't have, you know, that structure or stuff around him, and he was trying to do what he would do, but he had some demons. And, you know, I feel terrible. Justin was nothing but a gentleman and a scholar to me. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've known each other for almost a little over a year or so, yeah, or maybe even a year, like about the same. And, you know, I stayed with him in Dallas, and that's how we met. And, like, he took me in, and, like, it was like we were two long lost buddies, like, and we would talk and text here and there. And, you know, and that's what I always said, like, he was just always a genuine, good hearted human being to me and my personal one-on-one interactions with him. But, you know, we all have our demons, and he had some shit going on from childhood and whatever. And listen, sometimes you can deal, sometimes you can't, and it's just sad. It's sad, whatever, you know, and they're going to spin it and they're going to say whatever. And then there's, you know, there's people, you know, that, you know, we deal with, and people are like, oh, somebody got them, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, Justin, from my understanding, Justin just had some, you know, problems, and he dealt with them in his own way. And I hope he finds peace for himself, and, you know, and it's a shitty situation. So,
yeah, I'm not sure. I'm imagining that services are either happening as we speak, or in and around that, you know, that. Whatever days to come. But yeah, you know, and that's why I said we were supposed to start Monday Madness on the day we found out, me and James, and we literally had Catalyst Jones working on our intro and outro video. He was going to be working on them almost up to the hour we were going to launch our show. And then me and James were on the phone like five or six times that day, and then texting with Catalyst. And then when we called, he's like, literally a few hours before we were going to do the show, like, holy shit. And then I know he had done a show on We the People Radio. Basically, it was a Justin tribute show last week. But I had said to him, I says, maybe we pump the brakes a little bit. Let's give Freedom Friday a break. I'm going away next week, Monday, and so we'll wait on that, and then we'll reconvene next Friday for Freedom Friday. I think that was the best idea. And he was like, yeah, because I know he was going.
Yeah, he's bombing.
Checking in on him, and he's doing all right, and that's what we all have to do. Like this podcasting community that we have developed over the past almost 2 years. I can't believe it's that long already. Like, literally, it's crazy.
It's wild. It really is.
And we all. It's so funny though. Like, we all met on Instagram, pretty much. You know, like your show and everybody, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, hey, let's do this. We all collaborate. Now we have the Patriot Podcast Network and you know, whatever other projects we all work on together. But, and then it sucks that when you have somebody that's involved in that group, then all of a sudden they're not there because, you know, some bad shit. It's sad. It's sad. And it is.
But it also, you know, I look at it too, like Justin, I know he'd want the show to go on. He's a fucking madman. He was an animal, and he was fighting for these things too. So the show must go on. I feel like that's the best thing for us to do. And, you know, we do have to take those self-help times and do what's right to get our mind right. But, you know, we got to keep pushing on for, you know, everybody that, you know, would want us to keep pushing on, you know.
People don't realize that when they're not in it, and when we laugh and make a joke about it, about, you know, we're in this information war. We're in this war I don't know if war is. Yeah, well, I guess war is the word.
I know it's tough, and we're not saying we're fucking soldiers. We're not saying that, you know, like, because people be like, "You motherfucker, what'd you do for?" Like, we're not saying that, but we're in a different style of warfare right now, and it's been said by intelligence officers, everything else. Like, we're in an information, we're in a digital war right now, you know. And Flynn said it, and everybody else said there's digital soldiers and everything else, and you know that's what we're combating right now.
We're all fortunate enough to have built platforms. All of us have a platform, and that we're fortunate enough to be able to have the time and the will to speak our minds, because a lot of people can't speak their minds for whatever reason. Like me, I don't give a fuck. You ain't doing nothing to me. The only way you're stopping me is putting a bullet in my head. All right. Yeah. There's no job for me to get fired from. I'm self-employed and you're not going to fuck up my business. People have tried that. Matter of fact, recently people have tried in one of my businesses to report me to my state, literally report me to my state, a certain agency in my state. They called me an insurrectionist and they sent the state all of the links. This is great because they have to send me a copy of the report. They sent all of the links of me and Roger Stone on shows together and said that Roger Stone is being investigated by the January 6th committee. And this guy who your agency governs in a way, licensing, is associated with him, and he's an insurrectionist. I had an investigator from this agency call me and laugh and said, I've never received a complaint like this before. I don't even know how to handle it. Like, literally. See,
because, and you were worried about finally getting kicked off of YouTube or getting a strike.
I know. It's so stupid what people, the lengths people go to try to think they're going to get you. They're going to destroy you.
Yeah, they're sorry, sad people.
Like, I won't stop. I enjoy doing this. I like talking to.
I've been talking. Know? That's why I learned how to fight, because I talk so much shit.
See,
that's what I say all the time. Like the only reason I can talk shit is because I learned how to fight. If I didn't know how to fight, I wouldn't talk as much shit. Simple as that. Like, it's as easy as you can put it. You know, like, no, and true. I'm not saying I'm the best. Listen, there's always somebody bigger and better, but bro, that's why I run my mouth.
Run my mouth, man.
But you know what? God gave me this mouth for a reason.
It's true. Like, I think all of us, they gave us,
voice.
We're able to be voices. We're able to have a mouth. We're all able to have platforms. I mean, people listen and watch us. I mean,
I wish I could say what you say. Like, you're taking the words right out of my mouth, but I can't say anything, and you're the voice for us. And I get it a lot too.
Like, I always get the, you know, it really nice to have people that actually don't care and actually just speak the truth and what's on their mind.
It's authentic. It's not scripted. It's not bullshit. It's like we would be having the same conversation whether we were alive or we were on the phone or we were sitting down having a cigar and a whiskey together. Right. That's one thing that, you know, people that do know me, you don't get different versions of me. Mm-mm. I am who I am, whether it's on, whether it's off. Sometimes I just swear less depending on my crowd, but. Right. Like, I mean, for the most part, I am who I am, and people like that about me because it's authentic. It's real. I'm not fake. Whether you like the answer coming out of my mouth or not, you know, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Right. We're not news actors. Like, it's when people say to you, wow, you're the same off the air as you are on the air. Yeah, because
we're not scripted. Yeah, we're not owned.
I'm not a news actor. I'm not owned by anybody. I'm going to say whatever I want. You know,
and the other thing is if we are wrong, we'll correct ourselves and say we fucked up. We're wrong.
Absolutely.
And all that information we got, we're wrong. We've done it. Like, and we're like, listen, and you know, where they'll do it on page 27 of a print in a little citation, like, oh, we retract that. We'll like come right on and be like, hey, that shit we saw, like, we're in information war and there's so much false information, this and all that stuff going on right now. Like, we fucked up. But at least I feel like you could trust somebody to go, we fucked up.
Right. People that actually, we got this one wrong. But, you know, I'm also not out here, you know, reporting the news. I'm out here giving my interpretation, my commentary on what goes 100%. On out there. It's 100% opinion. Yep. I'm not expecting everyone to agree with me. I'm not expecting anyone to agree with me. This is just me talking. What my mission is, my mission always is
for the rest of you to grow a fucking set.
Yeah. Grow some balls and say something. Buy a fucking microphone and start a podcast.
We don't care. We'll listen to you.
I encourage everybody. If anyone who thinks they want to start a podcast and have something to say, whether it's about whether it's about conspiracies, truth, politics, comedy, underwater basket weaving, whatever it is, do it. Do it. It doesn't take much to start. Mm-hmm. And if anybody out there, I say this all the time too, anybody out there wanted to start a podcast, just go on my social media. My email's all over the place. Email me. I'll even tell you what to get and how to do it and help you. I have no problem.
I literally had a guy in the barbershop the other day. He was listening to me and my barber, his kid trains with me, and he was talking about me. And the guy's like, "You got a podcast?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "Well, you know, I was on Wall Street for, 30 something years, and I have a lot of like whistleblowers, and I'm trying to start a podcast to talk about the financial industry." I'm like, "I'm your guy. What do you need, buddy?" Right. And I set him up, and I'm getting him, set up. So, we just want people to hear the truth, hear different opinions. It's okay to hear opinions you don't like, too.
Right. You should hear opinions you don't like. I like hearing opinions.
Me too.
And I want everyone. So my whole mission now is to get everyone to do their own critical thinking and to question everything and do your own research. Don't rely on any type of news agency, news outlet out there. Don't rely on me. Don't rely on Garrett. Don't rely on anything.
We say it all the time. Go look for yourself. We're just putting it out there.
That's it. Just do your own thinking. Do your own research. Use that fucking brain God gave you. Use the Google machine. Use the DuckDuckGo machine. Use whatever the fuck machine you want. There's so much information out there in person, talking to people on the internet, in your fucking head. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist and strap on a tinfoil hat and sit there and just look
a little deeper than surface level.
That's it. And I always believe nothing of what you see and half of what you hear and question it.
Very much so, sir.
That's the best thing anybody can do. It is what it is. Garrett, where can everybody find Sergeant and Samurai?
You can hit us up at Sergeant Samurai, Sergeant SGT Samurai on IG. We have our Facebook. You can subscribe to us on Rumble. We're on the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku TV. Very easy to download. Hit the 5-star review. Give me and Alan a great review. We would appreciate it. You can find us there. And that's pretty much it.
Are you on Truth Social yet?
I am on True Social, but like, I don't really like the platform. I'm on True Social. I get a little traction here, a little traction there, but yeah, we're definitely Sergeant and Samurai on True Social. You guys can check us out there. I mean, we're on Getter, Twitter, all that other shit too, but we're so shadow banned. So you're going to have to look for us.
The best place is go over to the Patriot Podcast. If you have Roku or Roku compatible smart TV, Patriot Podcast Network, we're all there. We're on internet TV. We could be in your living room. We could be in your bedroom if you're into that sort of thing. We're on TV. Soon the website's going to be up. I'll tell you, one thing I don't like dealing with is website people. And I have a good guy, but it's almost like, God, I hope he doesn't watch this show. But it's almost like, they almost feel like you're paying them to do a job and they do a good job, but they always feel like I always feel like I'm getting from them like you're doing me a fucking favor.
Like I'm fucking paying you. And they're like, well, this would really cost. Like, shut the fuck up, hit the buds.
Just do what the fuck I want you to do.
I know, that's all I'm at. And I'm not saying I won't pay you, but they're always like, well, my maintenance and this is going to be this one. And you know what? I've never, it's funny. Hey, now you're going to get me on a tangent. I've never had a good experience with a website person. In 20 years of business, I've always had a problem with that building it. I've always had a problem with the SEO of it. I've always had a problem with the optimization. I've always had an issue, and I have to switch my web guys every 2 years, 3 years. I have to go to a new one because they get complacent because they set everything. They bill you for $6 to $1,000 a month for maintenance and updating and all that other stuff. And then you realize you're like, bro, you haven't changed anything and I'm in the back end and I'm updating stuff because I'm getting locked out and
I'm updating my website now, which, and I'm working on that. And then working on the cigar website to get that going. It's just always something. It's always something. And it, you know, it is what it is. It's never easy, but we do it because, listen, that's just what we do. But,
oh, yeah. Check out the Patriot Cigar Company.
Yeah, back. Soon. Coming soon. Back. Patriot Cigar. If people want to go and sign up for the update and the launch, they can go to mypatriotcigars.com and sign up. The way we should be up and running the first week of August. I'm waiting for a shit ton of cigars to show up in the States from Nicaragua. And then we got to update the site and get it going. You'll be able to buy them online. And just about every podcast out there that I could reach out to give a promo code to, we'll have one. I want to be the Mike Lindell of cigars and just give out promo codes to everybody. Well, Sergeant and Samurai will have one, I'm sure. But yeah, I think Patriot Podcast Network, Roku TV, that's the best way. Pretty soon, ppn.live will be up. And then if you don't have a Roku TV, you're going to be able to go right to the website. But not only that, every show on there will have its own branded page. So you'll be able to go to like ppn.live/Sergeant and Samurai, and then your branded page will show up. And then all your stuff will be up there too, and your social medias and stuff. I don't want to half-ass it. That's why it's been taking so long.
No, that's right.
I'm like,
do it right, do it once.
Yeah. So anyway, get my shows over at the greatdivide1776.com and Apple Podcasts and all that place. But most important, the Patriot Podcast Network on Roku. So Garrett, thanks for filling in for James on Freedom Fridays. We'll have to have you and Steve back one day with us.
No problem, man. I've been jonesing because me and Steve have been a little bit off trying to set up this 100th episode. So I haven't hit a podcast in about a week. So I was like, I'm on. Let's get some fire. Let's roll, baby. It's always good sitting down with you, brother.
Hey, I always have a good time. All right, everybody, another Freedom Friday in the books. And I'm going on vacation next week. I'll see all of you next Friday. See you soon.